don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see.
What's happening?
When you're in Texas, look behind you. Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
The theme song to Walker, Texas Ranger, as the news broke last weekend that the Chuck Norris is allegedly dead.
I like to think of it as he chose to take a very long, eternal nap. Chuck Norris, a man of many jokes as far as like...
Oh, yeah.
We've had the Chuck Norris strong jokes. I never watched a lot of his content, but I just knew him as not an immortal, but daggum close.
Yeah, I mean, he, very well-known martial artist turned movie star in so many things. Just to read a couple other facts about his life here, if you don't mind. Hold on just a second. Chuck Norris has counted to infinity twice. When the boogeyman went to bed, he checked his closet for Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Mm-hmm.
This one says Chuck Norris doesn't sleep. He waits.
Yep.
He's taking the eternal wait.
Chuck Norris, RIP, 3/20/26.
March 10th, 1940 was when he was born. A cool 86 years old as of a couple weeks ago.
Dang. Daggum. He lived through World War II.
He did.
As a baby.
I think he was probably heavily involved.
If he would have been born in 20, Hitler would have never existed.
No. Never risen to power.
Yeah.
Man. You made the joke earlier that he's not really dead. He's just... sneaking up on Iran, and I like that a lot. So I want to give you some credit for that.
I appreciate it. You know, we need to send somebody over there to wrap this thing up. Maybe by the time you listen to it, it is wrapped up. Or maybe Chuck Norris comes out of his sleep and says, nope, still got work to do. I hope he's in heaven. You know, yeah. I don't want to take a spiritual turn too long, but like, I don't know. I'd like to be up there with Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Paul.
Allegedly, he was a very outspoken Christian, so I hope he's...
I hope that's true. I've never heard him speak about it, but I don't seek out Chuck Norris content.
He could also, you know, kick down the pearly gates. You know what I'm saying? So, think it could be good.
Well, hopefully the good Lord welcomed him in, and he's there chilling out, you know?
It's tough, man. It really hurts. Like, that's a... Not often does a celebrity death actually give me pause and reflection, but Chuck Norris is a big one.
I'm thinking about heaven now, and I'm like, I've been wanting to fish lately, like just go fishing.
I'm going to open a can of pop real quick.
I mean, they already heard
you. Our professionalism's out the window.
I've been thinking about going fishing a lot. Just, I mean, can we also talk about how you used both hands to drink that can of Coke?
I did it so I could sit it down gently and not make this noise.
So you didn't need two hands to hold it. You were just being careful. I got you. I shouldn't have pointed that out.
I'd already made a big noise. I didn't want a second big noise.
You ever just miss the simple times where you could go fishing and you weren't putting off countless things of responsibility?
Yeah, it's like fishing or NBA Jam. I'm going to go fishing.
Oh, man. That would be a choice I could get behind right now. Yeah. I just want to go fishing. And now I was thinking about heaven. Like, how cool would it be to one day fish with Peter, who was like the fisherman.
Right. You know? I mean, it didn't work out for him. He had to quit and do something else, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a way to look at it? Does that mean?
No, but I mean, it's like riding a bike. I mean, you're still going to remember how to fish.
Yeah.
He started fishing for men, you know?
I know, which is, love the analogy, but also kind of weird.
It was a weird thing to say if you don't know the context.
Look, you just, from now on, you're going to trap people, you know, and sell them for food. Because that's what fishing is.
I just want to, catch a carp with Peter.
Why are you going to catch a carp ever?
I don't know. They seem to be pretty easy to catch.
They are big and dumb, but they're bottom dwellers and they're dirty.
Are they? Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of
eating a carp.
Okay, you're right. I'm thinking of a bluegill.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've never caught a catfish, and I think I'd be afraid to because I don't know how to handle the situation after catching it.
Yeah, they can get you, buddy. They can hit you.
Out of all the fish I've ever ate, catfish is my favorite.
Of all the fish I've ever eaten, catfish is one of them. I don't love catfish. I'll eat it, but
now this might be a dumb question, but you don't eat bass, right?
You can, yeah.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
I know people catch and usually will release mm-hmm. bass, but what is your favorite? If you wanted to go fishing for food, what are you wanting to catch?
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably what I ate the most of growing up was if you can get a big stringer full of crappie, depending on where you are. We also used to.
And is that what you said was dirty?
No, that's carp.
Carp, and you said you wouldn't want to catch crappie?
Crappie, depending on.
But they're two different fish.
No, there's. Crappie and crappie are the same, depending on how you say it.
But carp
is different. Yeah, different. Which it's weird that carp's the dirty one and crappie's not.
Yeah.
We also used to go once a year. There would be kind of a migration of striped bass going through Tennessee. We would go to the French Broad River,
mm-hmm.
and we would always bring back coolers and coolers of those and eat them. That was good. Sea fish tastes better, but freshwater, I mean, I'll eat.
Did you ever
fry it up? I'll eat it, bro.
I'm assuming you went on a lot of these trips with your dad.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever fish for a while and then fry them up on the spot?
No, we always took them home.
I want to do that. I want to camp out, catch a few fish, batter them, throw them on the fire in some oil.
We can do that.
That would be.
Do you know how to clean a fish?
I know how to in theory in that I've watched it done a lot, but I've never done it.
It's funny. I don't know. I can't tell you what my kids can do outside, but when I was an early teenager, I was flaying fish. I can do it right now. And I don't know how I messed up enough as a parent to where my kids can't clean their own catch, you know?
Yeah. Can they bait their own hook?
Depends on the kid and the day, man.
Man, I just want to go fishing.
My girls are more likely to do it than the boys. I'll say that.
Yeah. My kids probably would do it. I don't know that they would remember how because it's been that long.
Yeah. I mean, I'm it's pretty outside today. I mean, we can just cut this off and go fishing in honor of Chuck Norris.
I'd be down for that. Man, you and I have been busy. We've been at the theater every day for what feels like 3 years.
You've been there a lot more than I have, but it's been it was a busy week. Hopefully we'll be leading into some awesome stuff this weekend, but we'll be this past weekend. When this comes out though, there's still a couple more shows if you listen to this one on the day it comes out.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Friday, and then the next day, Saturday, you can come down to Berea to the Spotlight Theater, and Jamie and I are kind of leading a group in a play called Murder on the 518.
To be clear, John's in charge of the whole thing. I push buttons for lights and music.
Well.
But I get to wear a headset.
You help me out more than you know. Your presence is very meaningful. It's been, not a stressful week, but just busy and tired. Been around a lot of sick people. So just constantly like paranoid I'm going to get sick.
Different people out every night because of illness. It's been pretty frustrating.
I mean, I haven't done very many plays. I've never been in a play where I've had this many people out.
Yeah. Do you have an idea of who's going to be out, like not there on show day?
So far, everybody's planning on being there. There's one person I'm worried about. And I prepared myself mentally to just play that role.
You did that in rehearsal the other night. You did it really well. I think it's perfect for you.
Genuinely, I don't want the guy to be sick, but if he is, I'm okay with it. I've already got like an outfit picked out. I'm going to go for an older man look.
Because this is the director for the most part. Your job's done going into show night. You just kind of have to sit back and watch.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because I'm so busy during the week only for show day to happen. And then I'm like, I find myself bored. So I don't know. You probably don't know this because you're in a totally different area as me on show nights. But like the actors that know me from the last show that we did, they're like, you got to be careful around John on show nights because he gets bored and he thinks it's funny to like make us laugh and break. And so I'm like backstage dancing and just trying to lighten the mood a little bit, but I think I do it too much.
Yeah.
And they like lose focus.
I think you, especially with this week and you getting on to people about improv-ing too much, I think you need to tone it down just to avoid the hypocrisy. You're like, everybody, you're having fun. Cut that crap out now.
That's kind of verbatim what I said.
It's not far from it. And it needed to be said, to be fair.
Did I sound angry or just stern, I guess?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. It was getting out of hand, but they pulled it together and I don't think it like brought down the mood too much.
No, I don't think so.
But the last night of rehearsal went great. If the shows are like that, it's going to be a good show. I watched this show. Like, so it's funny. I was told what show I was doing. I didn't necessarily pick this show. And the title sounded cool. So when I got it, I was like, oh, that's cool. It's basically Agatha Christie Murder on the Orient Express, but like a ripped off version of it.
Okay. I was wondering what word you were going to use, but yeah, I get it.
And I really think it's meant for like high school students to do. So when I watched it online, I watched a few different variations and they were just not good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, how do I get out of this? Because it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So instead, every time I watched it, they leaned into like making it a serious play.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, I can't do that and it be a good play.
Yeah. This.
So I leaned into, let's make this cheesy.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I can't imagine this being completely serious.
Well, they do have a very serious version of this and it's just not good.
Maybe that's why I didn't watch it. So, or maybe I started it and didn't finish it.
So last weekend, 2 weekends ago rather, we saw an actual Agatha Christie show at the same theater and it was really good, but it was really serious. So if you're coming to watch a serious murder show, I'm sorry.
It's not going to be ours. And no. By ours, I mean yours. You and I did have a little creative disagreement about the play.
I don't remember. Oh gosh.
So I'm in charge of audio, and usually John will pull it, and I'll just use it.
But I delegated this.
Trying to help out. So I, you know, it's on a train, so I got some train sounds together, because you got to, I don't know, a little choo-choo, you know what I mean? And I send it to John, and then he starts sending me different sounds. You want to talk to me about that?
This is set in modern times, and it's a pretty good train ride. I think it starts in Salt Lake City, Utah, and goes all the way to Los Angeles. So unless this is like a novelty train ride, nowadays that is going to be pulled by a diesel engine. The sounds that you sent me were for a steam engine. Now, as the director, I should know that the script very clearly says steam engine whistle when you gave a steam engine. So I sent you diesel engine sounds. And I was like, hey man, I know this is going to sound nerdy, but you sent me steam engine sounds. Let's use these instead. And then instead of saying, okay, or no, I don't want to do that, you just sent me a picture of the script.
Yeah.
Which you could have just said the script calls for that. and I would have been like, oh, okay.
Well, you didn't have to prove it to me. You said the script says diesel, so I thought that you...
Oh, no.
I just said it, somebody would have had to go check.
So. No, I meant, I just assumed, which is what I shouldn't have done, that because it was set in monitor time, that the person riding it would know it wasn't a steam engine.
But it is a steam engine. I don't...
But it's really not.
I'm also going to be honest with you. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play a game where I would play several train sounds and you would have to pick out the train, but didn't put that together for today. The Chuck Norris thing is really just throwing me off, you know?
Well, for the trained ear, it's very noticeable.
Was that a pun intended?
I don't know. The trained ear? No, I did not intend it. I just love trains so much that it's embedded in my soul.
Yeah, so we have steam engine sounds.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't love it because also we had some folks make set pieces for us and they 3D printed 4 diesel engines, and I just feel obligated to use them in the show somehow. So it's just a contradiction of errors.
Yeah, I mean, if we went through and asked every person that watches this show if they noticed anything weird about it, nobody's going to know. Nobody.
I know. But I know.
I know like 2 people who work on trains.
Really?
Yeah.
I should have been an engineer. That should have been a job for me.
You should have been. Then
it's like mowing grass, but with a huge, huge lawnmower.
But there's no like creativity, you know? You got to stay on the track. Mowing, you're like, oh, I'm going to mow a different direction today.
I could mow a train if I wanted to.
I don't even know what that means.
Like mow the image of a train into a yard?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad we got that figured out. And the show is going to be good. A lot of people, like you said, are sick. I don't know, man.
I have something non-play or train related that I wanted to talk to you about. I have uncovered a fear of mine that I did not know that I had.
Okay.
I went to a work event this week, and it was an event that they were going to be recording some stuff to put on like a news channel or something. But it was a big event, and we had some kids there, and this organization brought 4 therapy dogs. Huge, huge dogs. You know, our friend Chris that lives in Lexington now, he has a dog, and I want to say, is it a golden doodle? Is that what he has?
I'm not even sure.
Well, just think that
he's a good boy, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't like him that much.
Wow. Okay.
Only because he doesn't like me or anybody else that's not in Chris's house every day.
Yeah.
So anyway, but imagine that size dog, but way, way fluffier hair. I was, knowing that they're therapy dogs, I was afraid that I was so wound up with the stress of this week that they were just going to like, out of a room full of 100 people, just find me and just lay their head on me. And I'm going to be like, all the adults are going to be like, what is that guy dealing with?
Be like, are these actually drug dogs?
Be sensitive around that guy. So every time they would walk by, I'm like, please don't stop, please don't stop, please don't stop. And they never did.
Okay. Those are terrible therapy dogs. They should be fired.
Maybe that's a sign that I do need a therapy dog.
They should be stressed out.
If a therapy dog causes the opposite reaction of what they're intended, I probably need it the most.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I know it's been a lot. Hopefully the show will get done. And even though there's another weekend of it, you'll be able to chill. I hope mowing grass has helped you.
Yeah.
It seems to have.
I feel great.
I hear mowers outside right now because... We have neighbors that mow in the dark.
It's the sound of my people.
Can I tell you a Harlan story?
I would love a Harlan story.
Been some storms down in Harlan last couple weeks.
Snowstorms, rainstorms, or all the above?
All the above. This is a rainstorm. My mom goes to get her hair did, and she has an appointment with this lady. She walks in, and the lady is on the phone. And she hangs up. She says, ma'am, I don't know what your plans are today, but could you help me round up some goats? And
only in Harlan.
Right?
She was Angelica.
Like, she was like, can you come help me? We had a fence break because of the storm or something. I got to go catch all these goats. Can you come help me? Now, my mom's not in great physical condition, not in great health. So she was like, no, I'm not going to be catching your goats. You can go do them after you get them after you do my hair.
Wow. Okay.
No, the lady was like, no, I got to go get my goats. You can come back tomorrow. My mom was like, no, I don't think I will. So
now she's got to find the new hair woman.
Yeah.
How long had your mom been using this woman?
Not very long. It wasn't, they didn't like have a relationship, which it would make more sense to ask her to catch goats if they did. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Kind like of a stranger.
When you told me this, I'm like, well, obviously, you know, I've had the same hair guy for 15 years. If I go in there and he's like, hey, man, I want to cut your hair, but I got some goats I need to go catch. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm going.
Yeah, you got time. Let's go get some goats.
If I don't have like something to go to that's pressing, most things I'm canceling. I'm catching some goats.
But there was no previously established friendship. So
that is,
it's pretty weird, man.
That is weird. I think if I'm the hairstylist and I don't know your mom very well, I'm going to be like, there's a family emergency.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Goats aren't going to make it out of my mouth, you know? Yeah.
But if I knew your mom, I'd be like, Gladys, I got to go catch some goats.
Let's go.
If you don't feel like running around and catching goats, you just want to come see me catch goats?
Right. Just, I mean, hold the gate open while I get my goat grabber and we go get them.
Yeah. And after we catch goats, I'll do your hair. Heck, we can stop and get a bologna sandwich on the way back.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like a heck of a day right there.
I've been craving like an old country store bologna sandwich.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise,
I don't know onions. Where to tell you to get one. Oh, yeah, I do.
Somebody told me there's a place called Newbie's Grocery or something like that.
There is a grocery up at the intersection of 421 and 25 that has food, but I've never been there. I hear good things.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah. It's a deli and a hardwood floor store that are owned by the same people.
Yeah, it is. Clowers.
Clowers. I was like, Flowers?
Clowers?
Yeah.
Clowers. You go to Marcella's Farm to Fork and Mount Vernon. That's what you need right there.
I want like an inch thick bologna sandwich.
She's got you, bro. It's good. Mm. I've had it. Been there. Ate that. You know what I mean?
Farm to Fork sounds fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I think it just means they have the animals out back.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But when I hear farm to fork, I think bougie, fancy.
It's so good. Man. So good. I'm so hungry. We should not have done this right now.
I haven't ate lunch, but yeah, we should go fishing and stop there on the way.
Yeah. Just like fill a cooler full of bologna sandwiches.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
I just bit my tongue for like the third time in the last 24 hours. And that's kind of the problem, right? You bite it once and it gets a little swollen, and then you just keep biting it.
It's a comedy of errors, yeah.
I'm glad that I am not in the play, because if I bite my tongue on stage, I'm going to let some words fly, you know what I mean?
You don't hold your breath. There's a chance, man. There's a chance we both got to be in the play tonight.
I mean, I've read almost every part this week.
Yeah.
Due to illness of somebody else, while also messing with lights and buttons.
You're doing a great job.
Missing some cues.
So my son and I have been on a movie kick. I've been trying to get him for years to watch a few different movies. Saving Private Ryan was one of those. Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile. And every time I would propose one of those, he would just come up with like, I'm feeling something different tonight. We've watched almost all of those in the last few weeks, and he is loving them.
To be fair, those are all kind of slow builds, very serious.
Yep.
Kind of sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Throw like in
tragedy.
Throw in Seven in there. We watched Seven.
Oof.
But most recently, we watched The Batman.
Okay.
So this was made in 2022. It had, I think, it was a little controversial for Batman fans because it had the guy from Twilight in it.
Robert Pattinson.
Let me just tell you, man.
I'm not Team Edward.
He is a really good Bruce Wayne. So okay. I really, really like him. After that, I let him watch The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Man,
are you trying to scar your child? Cause
yeah, it's weird. He's almost 17 years old and just recently started asking to sleep with his lights on and stuff.
I mean, Joker and Seven are traumatic.
Yeah. Well, and it's actually the Batman. When we were watching this, he was like, dude, Dad, this reminds me of Seven, just how the cinematography is. So, yeah, we've been watching some good movies, and it had me thinking, man, they've made Batman 7 or 8 different times. Let's go through
7, 8.
I'm done with that. Let's go through and pick, like, out of all the Batman movies and other movies, like, where they've made it over and over, and let's pick different characters that make up the A team. So, if you're going to remake Batman one more time, let's pull from the best characters ever in all the previous remakes to make another one.
Yeah, we'll do Batman, Superman. I mean, we'll do some Willy Wonka. Let's get weird. Is that good?
Yep.
Welcome back. I don't think I ever said bless their hearts in the beginning because of the Chuck Norris thing. So that's what this show's called, in case you accidentally stumbled upon it. Yeah, so we have a list of movies that have been remade, the people who played the characters, and we can kind of put together our all-star team. I think it's got to start with Batman. And let's John, we have quite the list here. I'm going to go ahead and throw out somebody named Lewis Wilson and somebody named Robert Lowry, who played Batman in the 40s on the radio. Can I throw those people out?
Yep, they're gone.
Start with Adam West, 1969 show, the wham, slam, bop words on the screen. And we got Michael Keaton in 89, 92, and then reprised his role in The Flash in 2023. Val Kilmer from Batman Forever. George Clooney from Batman and Robin. Christian Bale of the Dark Knight series. Ben Affleck from Batman vs. Superman, The Justice League, and The Flash. As you mentioned, Robert Pattinson in The Batman, and even Will Arnett, Lego Batman. Let's throw him in there.
Okay. All right.
And I do think we need to do this in two ways. I think we need a Batman and a Christian Bale.
Yes.
No, not a Christian Bale. What's wrong with me? A Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, you're right. That's
Freudian
That's in my head for sure, because I like, and help me remember the Twilight guy's name again.
Robert Pattinson.
I like Robert a lot as Bruce Wayne, but I do think there are better Batmans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. We need to do it like that. Do we need to do the same thing for Spider-Man?
Yeah, I've got that on.
Because he's also Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And even the Hulk, if we went down that, because he's Bruce Banner and he's also the Hulk.
Yeah.
We can, if we need to, it's an option.
I do have strong feelings on the Hulk one. Okay, so let's start with Batman instead of Bruce Wayne. That's so tough. Let me just eliminate people. It's not Val Kilmer. It's not George Clooney. Those were not good movies.
Which breaks my heart, because Val Kilmer, his character in Tombstone, is one of my favorite characters ever. So I just really wanted him to be my favorite Batman ever.
I mean, that Top Gun, like, he's a legend. He's great, but not there. Not George Clooney. Not Will Arnett. Sorry, Will. Not Ben Affleck. So to me, it's down to Pattinson, Christian Bale, and Michael Keaton. And for Batman, I really struggle with the way Christian Bale did his voice.
Yeah, he talks like this all the time.
It's like I have an infection all the time.
So let me ask you a question, man. The Batman from the 60s with Adam West, do we ever see him as... I don't remember his Bruce Wayne. Yeah. I only remember him as Batman.
No, a lot. Yeah.
I just can't get him out of my head as Batman and into my head as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. I'm not going to consider him for either as the best, but yeah, he did both quite a bit.
He set the stage for my love for Batman, though.
Yeah, it was good.
Because that was what I was watching when I was, I don't know, early elementary school, those reruns on Nick at Night.
Yes, reruns. And because you're not that old.
And Robin. I liked Robin a lot, too.
A lot of Robins.
Have you watched the newest The Batman?
Yes.
There was a little feller in there that I thought was going to eventually be Robin, but the director said, no, I'm not taking it there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, you are.
You probably are.
You are.
Depends on how many of these they let you make. Look, so Christian Bale, I feel like his movies overall were the best, but I don't love his Batman because of the voice. Robert Pattinson's Batman, I think, like the way that movie was framed was a gritty detective movie, like Detective Batman, and obviously super dark. I don't know if I can go with Michael Keaton because he's so small. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
This is tough. What do you got? I need a minute.
I really like Robert as Bruce Wayne. I don't know that there's anybody as Bruce Wayne that I like better than him. I think it just fits Gotham. It fits all the trauma that he went through as a young man. It's dark and edgy, and I really like it.
Can we do Batman first?
Yeah. As far as I'm having a hard time too, so that's why I'm
edging. Robert Pattinson. I would put Christian Bale and Ben Affleck ahead of him for Bruce Wayne.
No, I don't for sure, but I didn't remember if you had said Ben Affleck or not. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would, but I don't love it as much as other. I think I have an opposite take. I think I like Christian Bale as Batman better than anybody.
That's funny.
Even with the voice. Because you have to do that with your voice. If you're working with people that you know really well in your other life as Bruce Wayne, you've got to do something with your voice.
I mean, all Superman does is put on glasses. I think the cowl does enough in the DC universe. I'm going to go, he was my early favorite. I'm going to go with Michael Keaton as Batman and Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne.
I felt like Michael Keaton, not necessarily as the Batman role that he played, but like, I don't know how to describe it. Just the stuff that he had as Batman, like the Batmobile, mm-hmm. Alfred, the Batcave, all of that is probably the best in that movie.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good with that.
But okay.
So you're not going to pick a Batman?
Christian Bale would probably be my Batman.
And Robert Pattinson is your Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. That's a dichotomy there though, isn't it?
It's pretty weird. It's pretty weird.
But you know what? I like it.
On to the Joker. And I'm interested to hear your take here. I mean, we had Jack Nicholson in the 89 movie. Then obviously Heath Ledger before he died. Jared Leto was in it for a little bit, The Suicide Squad. Joaquin Phoenix has had two movies focused on the Joker. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, has done the Joker voice in a lot of cartoons. And then Barry Keoghan in a brief appearance in The Batman as the Joker. But yeah. A very brief appearance. So very I don't even know. Brief.
That was really centered around the Riddler. So it's funny, dude. I let my son skip school for a period this morning so that I could take him to breakfast, and I called out of work, like called in sick, so that I could get his opinions on some of these.
Okay.
And this one came up for sure. And I told him where I'm at, dude, is Heath Ledger is 99%. I'm 99% certain I'm going to pick him. But Joaquin Phoenix did a really good job, and he's like, Dad, they're – one's not the Joker. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, Joaquin Phoenix is Arthur, who inspired the Joker. So the Joker is not Arthur. It's the inspiration for that. I don't know if he's right, but by gosh, he sounded confident.
Okay.
So I am going to say Heath Ledger for sure. I think that would go against everything we've ever done before this, but honorable mention to, oh man, what was the Adam West Joker's name?
I don't know.
Oh man, it's a Hispanic name.
Yeah, he definitely. Oh, Cesar Romero.
Yeah, I loved that Joker growing up.
Yeah, that was a pretty good Joker.
But if you could take his costume and throw in the awfulness of Heath Ledger's the Joker, just in terms of how bad of a guy he is, which is basically what he did.
Yeah,
that was a very much Cesar Romero's inspired Joker themed outfit that he wore. So yeah, Heath Ledger, but Joaquin Phoenix, honorable mention.
Heath Ledger for me easily. They both won Oscars for their roles.
Yep.
Heath Ledger playing the Joker is one of the best characters of all time. I love Jack Nicholson, but that wasn't
awesome. Was fine.
It was fine.
My son asked if Heath Ledger was alive to actually receive the award, and I told him I didn't know. I didn't know how soon.
I don't think he was. I could be wrong, but I don't think he was.
That's awful.
So yeah, I think Joaquin Phoenix was. I mean, that movie was so dark and twisted that I have a hard time reflecting on it. So
yeah.
Heath Ledger, easily for me. Moving on to Alfred. In the 1960s, somebody named Alan Napier, couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Michael Gough was in the 80s and early 90s films. Michael Caine from The Dark Knight and Jeremy Irons from Justice League and Ben Affleck, and then Andy Serkis in the most recent one.
Why did I think Morgan Freeman was Alfred at one time?
He was not Alfred. He was Fox, who was like Batman. This was in the Dark Knight movies. He was like the over all the operations for Batman, like the weaponry and that stuff, and the business part.
Yes. Okay. Well, dadgummit. So now I don't know. I don't know. I didn't love Alfred in The Batman. I guess I really did like Alfred in the Christian Bale Dark Knight. So probably him.
Yeah. Michael Caine's in every Christopher Nolan movie. So I'm a big Michael Caine fan. I would go with him as well. Not really memorable. The guy from the 80s.
I definitely
Jeremy remember. Irons was fine, but it's Michael Caine for me.
Yeah, me too. I loved the 1960s Alfred, just an old man.
Yeah, right. Like he was just a grumpy old dude. I don't know how deep you want to go into this. We can go to Catwoman, Commissioner Gordon.
I don't care to do Commissioner Gordon. The only person I know as Catwoman, I know there was one in the Batman. She did fine, but is there anybody better than Halle Berry as Catwoman?
I don't know, man. I love Halle Berry, but I didn't like her portrayal of that.
Tell me another one that I'm maybe not thinking
Michelle
of.
Michelle Pfeiffer in the 1992 movie, and then Anne Hathaway in The Dark Knight.
Okay. I'm having a hard time picturing Anne Hathaway. So I'm going to withdraw my vote for Halle and then try to refresh my memory later.
She was in The Dark Knight Rises. She stole from Batman when he was like on a cane and stuff in the beginning of the movie, and then came back later and helped out with something. It was fine. Mm. That movie was largely disappointing. So,
has there been another portrayal of the Riddler? So I know that that was the focus of the Batman, but am I mistaken? Was Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey was the Riddler in one of those early ones.
In the 90s?
And it depends on what you're looking for. Jim Carrey was fun and zany and wild. The Riddler in the Batman was a psychological torturer.
Yes.
With his riddles.
It was awesome. I loved the darkness of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never liked a Catwoman, really. So I'll maybe go with Anne Hathaway. No.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
I don't hate a lot of women, John.
I'd already moved on. I was already thinking about the Riddlers.
Whoa. Yeah. So I don't even know the guy's name.
Me neither.
In the Batman.
I am gonna pick him though. I like that creepy, sadistic version more than I like the Jim Carrey version.
Oh, I don't know why it said that he was Edward Nashton.
Okay.
I don't know if you'd know him from anything else. All right, let's go Spider-Man.
All right. This is controversial, I think, for a lot of folks. I think at our age, we were in our prime when the first one came out with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there were Spider-Mans before all that, but those were the ones that hit hard when I was growing up.
Really only one in the 70s, don't recognize his name, Nicholas Hammond.
Okay.
But we had Tobey Maguire in a trilogy. Then we had Andrew Garfield in two movies, and he came back for No Way Home. And then Tom Holland has been in like
three at least.
Oh, he's had three of his own. The fourth one's about to come out, but he's also been in a few Avengers movies.
I didn't know there was a fourth one coming out.
Dude, the trailer came out last week. You have to watch it. It looks so good.
Dude, that like pumps me up.
So it looks amazing.
So I loved Spider-Man movies when they come out, or when they came out when I was growing up in the early 2000s. I mean, I've never been a huge superhero fan, but I've always loved the Batman, and I've always loved Spider-Man. So I loved Tobey Maguire's movies. But I'm going to be honest, I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It fits. So, and nothing against Garfield, because I think all three of them did great, but my favorite is Holland.
Are you going to split between Peter Parker and Spider-Man?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like it's so close.
Yeah, I think his personality doesn't change like Batman does.
But I mean, when I say that I like Holland, it's not by a lot, because I really like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man too.
Yeah. I love Tom Holland, and I think he's great, but I don't know. I didn't love Andrew Garfield. I know there are a lot of people who, I don't know, feel strongly either way. He was fine. He was good. He was really good in No Way Home with the other two Spider-Man. But Tobey Maguire, I feel like, is the most believable loser, because Spider-Man's supposed to be a nerd loser that gets these superpowers. Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield, man, they're good looking. They got a lot going on, you know?
You're right. You are not wrong.
And those movies with Tobey Maguire saved the superhero movie industry. Nobody was making superhero movies. They were garbage. And then how popular those were brought everything else back.
Did those come out before the Superman movie? Like that hit during our teenage years?
Which one are you talking about?
Gosh, man.
Because there have been very many iterations of Superman.
There was one. And I feel like it was in the 2004, 2005 range.
There was a 2006 with Brandon Routh.
It was terrible.
Yes, that was bad. Yeah, Tobey Maguire was before that. His first one was in 2002.
Okay.
So that's probably why they made the new Superman.
Yeah. Dude, I loved those with Tobey Maguire. I'm almost thinking about changing my vote, but I just like Holland. You have
publicly professed your man crush on Tom Holland, so I expected that to be your pick.
Like, I think he's a great actor, and he does a great job, but you are right as far as the nerdy character. That one goes to Tobey for sure.
Yeah.
And the fact that he gets MJ as the nerd means even much more.
Let's talk about her then. Mary Jane Watson in Tobey Maguire's trilogy. She's Kirsten Dunst. In Tom Holland, she's Zendaya. And then for Andrew Garfield, they had Gwen Stacy as the love interest, and she was Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing against Zendaya, but just not my favorite MJ. Tell me, Kirsten Dunst was Tobey Maguire's?
Yes.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, she was very good. I feel like they had really good chemistry. I'm going to say Emma Stone as my favorite love interest, because she's my favorite actress out of those. And I liked seeing Gwen Stacy's take. If you have not seen The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2 to see what happens with her character, not going to spoil that, even though it's like 15 years old. But yeah, Zendaya is just, her character in that is very awkward. That's the way it was written. She plays it great, but I just don't love that MJ.
I don't either.
Kirsten Dunst is a close second, though. I thought that was great.
I'm trying to remember Emma Stone. Now, did you say that Emma Stone didn't necessarily play MJ?
No, she was Gwen Stacy, but she was Spider-Man's girlfriend for, what was his name? Garfield. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my original. Yeah,
I get it.
Original take.
You want to do an Aunt May?
Who was Aunt May in... Yeah, like go through those.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire's, her name is Rosemary Harris. I thought she was great, not a big name. For Andrew Garfield, it was Sally Field, very famous actress. And for Tom Holland, it's Marissa Tomei, who played a younger Aunt May who, you know, got together with Happy. And that was super awkward. But Sally Field was a little older, and then Rosemary Harris was more like a grandma in the Maguire ones.
Yeah, she was like super old. Right. And I didn't realize that Sally Fields was Aunt May.
Yeah.
I don't think I put that together. And who did you say the newest one is for Holland?
Marissa Tomei.
I love her.
Yes.
She's great.
So that's your pick?
She's my Aunt May.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with her too, because she was more fun and played more of a role, whereas
her getting together with Happy just made my day.
Sally and their interactions around Tom was just great. And Sally Field and Rosemary kind of played the same version, and it's like an older, don't get hurt, Peter, type thing. So it's whatever. J.K. Simmons was every J. Jonah Jameson, and that's amazing.
Yes.
Do you want to go Superman? We going to keep going?
We can. Superman.
We'll just do Superman, and then I want to jump to Willy Wonka.
I don't think I'm going to cast a vote for Superman, because I don't think they've made a good one yet. I don't know. Christopher Reeves. I'll go with him.
To me, it's Christopher Reeve. He made it 78, 80, 83, and 87, even though Superman 3 was pretty terrible. Dean Cain in the 90s was in a TV show. Tom Welling was on Smallville. The Brandon Routh you mentioned. Henry Cavill was in the Batman versus Superman, Man of Steel, Justice League. And then there's this newest one played by David Cortensweat, who I actually liked him. But Christopher Reeve, to me, is Superman.
Yeah, he is. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
They need to make another one, and they just need to make it better. They have not made a good Superman since Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, I think the balance of somebody being vulnerable and kind of all-powerful is tough to capture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Lex Luthor, though, because we've had Gene Hackman in the Christopher Reeve movies. We've had Kevin Spacey in Superman Returns, and then Jesse Eisenberg in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I need to, I'm pulling up a picture of all of these just to help me remember.
I don't know the guy who, John Shea, that was in Lois and Clark, or the Smallville guy was very good, but I didn't watch Smallville a lot. And that, like, he was great in that show.
Let's see. The guy that's in Seven, that is the bad guy, what's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. I really liked him as Lex Luthor.
I did too. I like him in everything. He had some controversy a few years ago, got canceled, but I think he is the best at pretty much every role he takes. Did not like Jesse Eisenberg at all. He was a very whiny, annoying Lex Luthor. Gene Hackman was fine, but maybe a little too cartoony. So wasn't a big fan of that.
Yeah. You take out all the stuff about Kevin Spacey personally and just make him the character Lex Luthor. He's my favorite.
Do you have any takes on Star Trek or Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah. For Star Trek, I love Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, so you're choosing your favorite captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jean-Luc Picard. I can't remember his real name. I'm sorry.
I'm a Captain Kirk guy. There have been several Captain Kirks, but I'll take William Shatner and Chris Pine over your Picard. Only because I haven't watched those, so it's not really fair.
You should watch them, though. I mean, I love Captain Kirk. The nostalgia of it being the first one. I'm not a huge Trek fan, but I enjoy them when I watch them. I just don't seek them out very often, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But Next Generation, Picard, that's my guy.
We got some other movies on our list here.
What was the next one?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
I don't know that there's been enough of those.
Well, you had Iron Man, favorite thing. I know.
Robert Downey Jr. in a couple of movies.
And I really liked those movies.
Benedict Cumberbatch and Ian McKellen. But I love Benedict.
You know what? I'm going to say Benedict Cumberbatch.
Me too, by far. And Robert Downey Jr. movies were good.
Those were really good well movies. Done. I want to watch one of those right now before I go fishing.
Robin Hood, any thoughts?
No.
Yeah. Not a lot of good ones. I mean,
I just
Kevin Costner one's the most memorable one because of when it came out for me. Cary Elwes from Robin Hood Men in Tights. It's pretty good.
I've recently watched that when I was preparing for Marion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was really good. Okay. Hulk, real quick. So we had
this. You're going to get me on my soapbox.
The old show was Bill Bixby as Banner and Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. We had Eric Bana in 2003, Ed Norton in 2008.
No, I've refused to acknowledge that movie's existence.
Ed Norton?
I did not like it.
I love Ed Norton, though.
I do. I love Ed Norton.
And then Mark Ruffalo ever since.
Yep.
I'm going to take Lou Ferrigno as the Ferrigno, Hulk for my life.
I've met Lou.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He was at Comic-Con when I was in high school.
I mean, live action Hulk. No CGI crap. Everybody else has been CGI. Give me Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno, hands down. Hands down. Maybe. When did Ed Norton's come out?
2008.
Yeah, that was the one. I hated that one for some reason.
The movie wasn't good.
Yeah.
He ended up getting fired. It was weird. Yeah.
I do like the newer guy as Bruce Banner, though.
Yeah. I mean, love Edward Norton. I don't think he fit as Bruce Banner. Eric Bana, I hated more than Ed Norton movie. I think Ruffalo is the best Banner we've seen. One of my favorite lines from the whole series is in the first Avengers when... the big army's coming. He's like, that's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry. I've adopted that.
You know, I love.
I'm always mad.
Yeah, he's a great Banner for sure.
Here we go. Willy Wonka. We've got Gene Wilder and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in 1971, Johnny Depp and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory in 2005, and Timothy Chalamet from Wonka in 2023. And that's on everybody else is on Broadway. We're not going there.
You want me to put them in order from least to my favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Johnny Depp, least favorite. Timothy Chalamet, middle. And then Gene Wilder. You don't get better than Gene Wilder.
For either of those?
In the history of time, no matter how many remakes they do, I can guarantee they'll never be better than Gene Wilder. Because it's nostalgic and because he, as an actor... is the goat.
He's really good. Johnny Depp was far too creepy and terrible.
They should have never let Tim Burton make a Willy Wonka movie.
Yeah, so that was probably the problem, right? Maybe not Johnny Depp's fault, but because he is Tim Burton's best buddy, that's why that movie was the worst one.
But if you think about it, Ronald Dahl at his time was the Tim Burton. So... when I've watched it in recent years, I don't hate it. I actually like it. Ronald Dahl was a creepy man, and Tim Burton, I would imagine, is as well. So it's not like I hate Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. It's just that I love Gene Wilder so much, it's hard to beat.
I did actually hate Johnny Depp in that role. Timothy Chalamet was good, but this is the origin story.
It's a totally different story.
I thought he did a good job for the young one, but it's absolutely Gene Wilder. Do you have a hot take on Oompa Loompas?
I hated how they did the Oompa Loompas for the Tim Burton movie. It was one actor that was CGI'd into all of them. You know, it may not be culturally appropriate nowadays, but you just go get you a bunch of little people like the director of Gene Wilder's movie and you put them in.
Yep.
And in slavery and make them make chocolate.
It was a group of actors, all orange faces and green hair. They didn't find them that way. They made them that way.
Jamie, I've got an awful story. It's so bad. I mean, it may get us canceled, but it's...
Let's do it.
I grew up in a trailer park. Didn't get out very much as a kid, but my grandparents, when I was in kindergarten, bought my entire family... on my dad's side, so like my aunt and uncles were there, my grandparents and my family, we all went to Disney World. So I'm seeing all the characters, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Pluto. At one point, my dad says, look, it's the guy from Willy Wonka. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, is Willy Wonka here? I didn't know that. It was a little person. And he's like, hey, that's the guy from Willy Wonka. Until probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, I thought that I had met an Oompa Loompa. No, my dad was just a jerk and pointed out a little person.
Yeah.
And made a joke.
Dang.
But
did he say that to the little person?
No, just to us. You know. So, but in my head as a 5-year-old, I met an Oompa Loompa. And I think it was embarrassingly... recently in my life that I realized, nope, my dad was just saying something that I would probably say as a jerk.
That's messed up.
But yeah, I think I've actually told people I've met an Oompa Loompa. I did not.
Our apologies.
Yeah. Are their lifespans as short as they are? I mean, they're probably dead now, if that's the case.
Moving on. Yeah, I don't know. It was Hugh Grant with CGI in the Timothy Chalamet one. No, I'm an OG Oompa Loompa.
I did like him as
Yeah, it was fine. It was better than Johnny Depp.
But I don't think they made him multiple Oompa Loompas.
I think it was like just
one Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dude, the Oompa Loompas in the first one are like borderline. They're creepy.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a balance of Gene Wilder's, I don't know,
wildness. And the songs that they did too. Just cannot be beaten.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
Were you out on Charlie Bucket?
Well, I mean, as a person, I just generally don't like him.
Okay. What about the portrayal, the Gene Wilder Charlie Bucket or the Johnny Depp Charlie Bucket?
I cannot picture the Charlie from the Johnny Depp movie, but I can draw a picture of Charlie from Willy Wonka, the first one.
So I didn't love him.
He was a little whiny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you grew up poor. So did I.
Right?
You got a freaking golden ticket, boy.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Your
literally
grandpa,
a golden ticket.
Your grandpa couldn't walk for 20 years. The old man got out of bed to take you. Be thankful.
I mean, just in general also, he picked his there were four grandparents there.
Yeah, and his mom could walk and gave birth to you. But I do like Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
He was a good dude.
Do you have a preference for which one?
Because they were the first one.
Okay. I like the first Grandpa Joe. I prefer the second, the Johnny Depp, Charlie Bucket.
Yeah.
Most of the kids from that one I prefer. I don't know why. So we went and watched this show, Avery and I did, on stage. And when the person became a blueberry, they kept growing and ran off stage. And then they wheeled a ball across stage that looked like a big blueberry wearing their clothes. It was really good. They did some cool onstage stuff.
If you had to be a kid in that in the movie, which one would you be?
That's a good question. I would have probably been the one that got, I don't even remember what it was in the first one, but he got sucked into the TV in the second one.
Mike TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not talking about which one would you want to die the way that they died, but which one does your personality
That would probably
most?
Be me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Augustus Gloop.
Why is that? Food is going
to literally kill me.
Why?
I'm like, I grew up poor like Charlie, but I like food like Augustus.
So. Right. Yeah, I get it. I've seen you do it.
If you could have one piece of candy from the movie, what would you pick?
Oh, man, that's great.
I mean, think about the very, like when they walk into the chocolate factory in the first movie, I would give my left arm to have that in real life.
Yes. I was just always so intrigued by the gum that could have been a whole meal, like that changed flavors.
Yep.
That was always so fascinating to me. I would imagine what that would be like. So it'd probably be that just to try.
I have an idea about gum that I don't know that I've shared with anybody.
Okay. It's a great time.
I need to lose weight. But I like eating. So sometimes at night when I want a snack, I'll just chew a piece of bubble gum.
Okay.
Why don't they make gum that tastes like foods that we love so we can experience those foods while chewing gum but not taking in the calories? So like sometimes I want potato chips or something salty. Why not give me a lightly salted flavored gum?
I don't know. Do you think
a peanut butter flavored gum?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I imagine it would be difficult to do some, but I mean, they're mostly fruity or minty.
Yeah.
So nothing really in between.
And fruity is good when you want something sweet. That curves that desire for me.
So you're looking for more of
I want a savory gum.
You're looking for like a cracker you can chew forever.
Yes.
Okay.
That would help me so much.
The Everlasting Cracker, which is my rap name.
Everlasting Gobstopper. That sounds great, but I don't like... Like, you gave me gobstoppers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that I had to spit them out on stage in a cup?
I heard it happen, and I knew you were going to waste them, which really was frustrating.
I wasted three, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, three.
I chewed one.
You know how hard they are to find? Very hard.
You know how hard they are in general?
I do, and I love them. I would never waste one.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
The gum one, though, that would be good. Like an apple pie flavored gum.
Oh, man.
Zero calories, but it tastes like an apple pie.
We should just, like, can we be taste testers for these things? I think that would be
sign
lovely.
Sign me up.
If you have different favorite characters from these films, let us know, but you should know that you're wrong, and we were right, even though we didn't agree with each other.
We are the canon for all things movies.
I've heard that about you. Thanks, guys.
If you invent gums and have any salt-flavored ones, let me know.
Let's make it happen, Captain.
We love you. Leave a review.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.